Michael Dominic ran swiftly along the red clay path lining the Sarthe River in northern France, wiping back a thin sheen of sweat as he listened to the distant, meditative Gregorian chant of the Benedictine monks at the Abbey of Saint-Pierre du Solem, a few hundred meters away. He had been on retreat at the Abbey for 10 days now, just the respite of silence and prayer he needed from the rigors of his job as prefect of the Vatican Secret Archives. His friend and predecessor, Brother Calvino Mendoza, had retired 7 months earlier, leaving the young priest in charge of the church's vast collection of historical manuscripts, books, and ledgers, comprising the official record of church business for well over 1,000 years. From its inception, it had been known as the Secret Archive, but the Pope recently renamed it the Apostolic Archive, purportedly to demystify its purpose, since secret had for centuries implied an aura of conspiracy to its contents, though not without justification. Dominic had arrived at this point in his career believing he had more than enough tools to fulfill his tasks. He was fluent in several languages and well-versed in history. But the last year or two had shown him there was more to his place in the church as prefect than he had imagined. He'd faced dangers and disputes, with heresy and truth colliding. He had truly welcomed this retreat as a time to recenter himself. The haunting chant grew louder as Dominic approached the abbey, echoes of it drifting through the surrounding trees and gardens of the monastery. Shifting to a cool-down pace, he walked through a meadow of wildflowers and poppies, wild gladioli and orchids. The last rays of the setting sun cast an amber glow over the scene, as butterflies danced around him in the warm spring air. Compared to the chaos of Rome, it was a surreal moment. No honking cars or petrol fumes, no chattering tourists. Just the serenity of otherwise complete silence within the sounds of nature. Tomorrow he would end his retreat, leaving for Paris and a brief visit with his journalist friend Hannah Sinclair before heading back to Rome. But for what moments remained, he intended to take it all in. "Excuse me," said a man with a thick German accent, approaching him from behind. "By any chance, are you Father Dominic?" The priest turned around. "By chance I am, yes." "Ah, good. I was told I might find you here, near the trail." Dominic appraised the man. About his age, early 30s, good-looking in an Aryan sort of way, tall and well-built, with blonde hair and angular facial features. He wasn't smiling, but his steady blue eyes told Dominic he was carrying some kind of burden. "Is there something I can help you with?" Dominic asked. "How did you even find me here? Few people know where I am."
"Forgive me, Father," the man said, blushing uncomfortably. "I took great pains in locating you, for I believe you are the only one who can help me. I spoke to your assistant in the archives, who told me I might find you here."
"My apologies," he added, extending his hand. "My name is Jacob Rausch."
After accepting the handshake, Dominic spotted a bench in the garden. Encouraging Rausch to take a seat with a wave of his hand, he did the same. Then he waited for the man to begin speaking.
"Where to start?" Rausch said, looking at nothing in particular in the distance, his brow furrowed in thought. "What I am about to tell you may seem bizarre, but it is all quite true. Please bear with me as I explain."